All right.
Blog Talk Radio.
Open up the chat. Like this. Comments. You hear me? I hear you. Can you hear me now? You hear me? You don't hear me? I hear you on the haps, clearly. That's why I was calling you. I'm like, I hear you. Hello. Turn your mic on. So you don't, you, hold on. Let me turn the phone off. Oh, man, this is jacked up. What the fuck? Oh, I'm like, what the fuck? This thing is always acting up. Okay. Okay. So let me know when you're ready. We can get this shit. This is going to be a half hour because the thing starts at 7:30. So we can try to keep this shit to 40 minutes. That would be cool. You know what I'm saying? But I'll roll with the flow. So this is your look. This is your image. This is your angle that you use. Okay. It's up to you. No, whatever works for you. I'm asking you. You can see yourself on the screen, so I'm asking you, does that set up? Because I'm going to pull you down for a second and think it. You stupid. All right, hold on. Let me pull you down. All right. Now, where's the thumbnail? And we are about to pull into action. We rolling quick right now. Fuck that. We're going to have some fun tonight. We got some shit. We're going to do the verses later. And all that. Okay, so here we go. Let's get this shit jumping. Ready? All right, let me see. Let me set this bitch off just like this. I'm going to meet you. All right, let's rock and roll. Let's go, party people. Mic check, 1, 2. 1, 2, 1, 2, mic check. Yes, sir. Let's go. One, one. Just a little deeper like this. Let's get it. Yeah, that's more like it. All right, now we in business. Come one, come all. Welcome, everybody. Come on in. Grab a chair. Make yourself comfortable.
That's it.
That's it. Make yourself comfortable. Happy Sunday, everybody. Welcome aboard. We're going to do a couple of things tonight. We're going to do a 2-for-1. Or should we say a double header? Because immediately after this show at 7:30 p.m., we will be airing the Versus Battle featuring Big Daddy Kane and Blastmaster KRS-One coming to you live from Barclays Center in Brooklyn. Yurt. So we're going to let this rock for a second, give you a chance to make yourself comfortable, and we're going to blast off in a minute. Her story untold with a, with a. Thank you for joining us. Make yourself comfortable. We're going to be here for about 40 minutes. may want to get a glass of water, a quick refreshment before we get into this. Bag of popcorn or something.
Go.
No, don't go nowhere. Stay. You're not going no more. We're going to stay for a second. Happy Sunday, everybody. Good evening. It's your host, Ace World, a.k.a. Smoke. And I'd like to welcome you guys to another exciting episode of Sunday Night Smoke Podcast. All right. And joining me, once again, my lovely co-host, T-Roni Robinson. What's up, T-Roni? What's good? We in the building. How are you? Thank you for joining us. So we're going to jump right into this because we're a little pressed right now. We're going to keep this under time constraints. But what we're going to rock this week is Babies R Us, Cereal Baby Daddies, and the Women That Love Them. So that's a real, that's interesting right there, right? So. For those that don't know, we're going to give a quick rundown. Cereal, baby daddy, okay? That's an individual who has made a living off of having children, not one, and not two, and not three, not four. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It gets crazy. So these are some individuals that are that's funny. Not Sean Kemp, but he's definitely going to fall into honorable mentions. Let me post that on the screen. He's definitely going to fall into the honorable mentions category, okay? But, you know, by several different women. And what happens is, you know, you may not be able to put enough time into all the children. You understand what I'm saying? Because if they all spread out all over the place, right? So if you got some of the children with this baby mama, some with that one, and all that other stuff, you may not have time to, you know, to put the time into all the children, because there's a lot of ground to cover, depending on, you know, what you do for a living and all that other stuff. But enough of me. Yeah, because I don't want to, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to do too much, so we're just going to jump right into this shit. So, let me set it up, and we're going to have a prime example or so. We're going to have some fun with this. So I'm going to pull you down right here, right? Okay. This for a second, temporarily. We'll be back. And right here we have the world famous Fix My Life. As Ariana speaks to six men. And I'm not going to say the rest because I'm going to let you hear for yourself. Let's go.
Jay is here also. And we also have five other men who have multiple children with different women. Nathaniel. Santa, how many children?
28.
How many women?
16.
Jesus Christ.
Terrence.
Four.
Children.
With?
Two different women.
Yeah. Ryan. Mm-hmm.
Almost five children with four.
Almost five.
Yes,
I
have
talk
another,
to me about an almost five.
I have another baby due November 22nd.
So four children.
Four children.
How many mothers?
Four different women.
Four different women.
Yes.
And you got a baby on the way. Okay. And John?
Six baby mothers, 11 children.
11 children. And Jumani?
I have six children with four different women.
Four different women.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, here's what I want us to get. That these men collectively have 87 children, that includes Dad, with 50 different women. That is 137 people who are impacted by choices and decisions that you've made. No heat, no judgment. I've got some stats for you. Children who come from fatherless homes. And I say fatherless because six men, 87 kids, even if you're there, there are pieces that are going to be missing. Would that be accurate? And I'm not saying you're not doing the best you can. I'm not saying that you don't want to be there. But at this point now, we have to look at the children's experience. Children from fatherless homes in this country, five times more likely to commit suicide than children who have a father in the home. 32 times more likely to run away. 20 times more likely to have a behavioral disorder. 14 times more likely to become sexually aggressive or commit rape. 10 times more likely to engage in drug abuse. It just breaks my heart. No heat, no judgment. You, to me, are the voice and the demonstration that's going to create a healing. In this world, we have got to do better. We've got to do better. And what I'm offering is that it's time for brothers fathering each other. So, Jay, let's talk about what life has been like for you since the show has aired. If you watched last week, you know that now one of the 34 is in question.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that situation doesn't surprise me at all. In that particular situation with Ayana, I did not want to deny a child that could potentially be mine. I would rather have it accept my place as his dad based on what the woman was telling me.
She never told him you were.
Absolutely. And as I suspected, the child is likely not mine based on my communication from her and what was revealed. But
how do you, I want to do two things. First of all, my intention is to create a safe space for men to examine and discuss the worst